tonight.
It's Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
My friends. Hello. How come I have zero control over the board?
Oh, see that's this? Weird.
See that?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
See what profile we're in.
Stand by. Stand by. There we are.
Now you got it.
There we are. Good morning. That was weird. Wasn't that weird?
It was really weird.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping for that, but.
Oh, you were hoping that nothing would work and then we could just turn our cars around and go home? I'd be lying if I didn't say the same thing.
No, we can't do that because today, you guys, today.
Today
is Mike Power's birthday.
That's right, y'all.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Today's your birthday.
Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
It is. Yeah.
So tell us about the day 44 years ago.
44 years ago, on this day, a great man was born.
He just...
That's right.
I'm here.
I didn't peek out. No, I didn't come out that way.
Oh,
I came
didn't?
Out of my mommy's tummy.
Oh, you were a C-section?
I was a C-section baby.
That explains your well-shaped head.
Thank you, Woo-Woo. Exactly. Exactly. At the end of the day, people could say what they want about me, but something they cannot say is that Mike Powers doesn't have a well-shaped head. Imagine I came out the other way and I wasn't a C-section baby. I'm sure my head would be weird.
My mom always, after every child I had, I only had two.
Right.
But I had, and this is not being too descriptive, this is what I had. I had two vaginal deliveries. I did not have C-sections. But with both of my children.
Ew.
With both of my children, the first thing my mom said when she walked into the hospital room, "Wow, Woo Woo, for vaginal deliveries, they've got beautifully shaped heads."
Not congratulations.
No.
Not a, oh my God, my grandchildren. They're beautiful.
No.
Look at those well-shaped vaginal delivery heads.
So Peggy.
Yeah.
But anywho, happy birthday. How are you celebrating today?
Well, I'm celebrating in a way that I've never thought I'd celebrate before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm celebrating my beautifully shaped head today. Like when I go see my mom today from outside her, because she won't let me in the house now. She's
back to being paranoid?
She's high risk. She's super high risk.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like, "Michael, I have gone this long without it, and I am not going to get it now." I was like, "Okay, no problem."
Yeah.
One less house to visit.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll probably just go over and say hi, you know?
Through the window?
Yeah, I like to bring my mom flowers on my birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you know, she did. I did come out of her tummy. Yeah. Yeah, I came out
of
her tummy.
Is there any special food that you want?
No. I'm going to have, we're going to have sweet potato chili tonight.
Yum.
That'll be good. Because last night I had pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted that. I wanted a hamburger, and I had that the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's left.
You know,
like today, I don't need anything else. I'm good. I was like, let's make this sweet potato chili. Everybody seems to like that. There's a chill in the air.
Yeah.
It's a perfect time for chili.
Mm-hmm.
It's healthy. I was feeling a little bloated after last night's pizza and 72,000 orange crushes I drank.
Oh, Elmo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. And that's it. I'm good. I'm really happy. My wife and I went out on Saturday night, went to this place, Barrel 17, down in the Art District of Virginia Beach. I was just looking up. I wanted a good hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted. And I almost went to Ruth's Chris because they make a really good hamburger there.
Oh, yeah.
Like every time we go there for steak, which is great, don't get me wrong. Go to a steakhouse, get a burger, because they're always really good. So we went to this place, Barrel 17. Long story short, amazing,
really good burgers.
Yes, yes, you got to take the Butt Doctor there. That is like it's right up his alley.
Really?
Elmo, yeah, great hamburger.
Uh-huh.
We had a appetizer. It was four meatballs, right? Oh. Or something like that in a little dish, right? With the sauce. And on the side are these little mozzarella discs.
What?
Yeah. Like a mozzarella stick, but in disc form.
That's amazing.
Like a mozzarella frisbee.
A mozzarella
It was so good. It was so good. I was like, why are they not making mozzarella sticks like this forever?
Mm.
Like, as you picked up a little disc, it was like eating a rice cake, but better, mozzarella-y.
Guess what I had Saturday night?
I know what you had.
Mozzarella sticks.
From Waterman's?
Waterman's.
You son of a...
I know, it was
good.
Wow. And they were mini versions.
Oh.
They were like tiny little like...
They don't have the big size versions
anymore.
Well,
we went to a party and they catered it. So they took like the mozzarella stick and cut it in thirds and then served it in a little cup of marinara sauce.
Wow.
Yeah.
They got a great mozzarella stick.
Oh.
This place is it's amazing. It was really good, man.
What's it called? Barrel 17?
Barrel 17. Okay. So, you know, nice little place down there in the art district. Sat outside. Nice outside seating. It was a beautiful night.
What'd you have to drink?
I had... A vodka, one of those things called with the ginger and
Moscow Mule?
Yes, thank
yeah.
you. I couldn't think of the name of it. Yeah! Had a Moscow Mule. Problem is, though, like when you go out now and, you get a specialty drink like that, it doesn't come in the cup it should come in because
I know,
plastic,
yeah.
you know? I mean, it's still good, don't get me wrong. But
it doesn't come in that little tin cup.
I miss the tin cup.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to take it home and put it in a tin cup and come back. But other than that, it was great. No complaints. No problems. No complaints.
Well,
good
we're going to have a good show.
Onion rings, the whole thing.
It's going to be a good show. A good birthday show.
It is. Thank you. Look at this. Presents.
Mm-hmm.
Cupcake. Orange juice. Champagne.
Champagne.
Shan't we? Should we?
I don't know.
I'm still a little buzzed from last night, I think.
Well, I wanted to have mimosas this morning because my goal was to work out before I came to work, but I slept through that alarm.
Oh, so you're going to go after work?
I guess.
Yeah, but if you go after work, then you can't drink.
I can have one, and then we can shove a paper towel in there.
That's
keep
true.
The bubbles from, I mean, whatever, we'll see.
Yeah, let's play it by ear.
Okay.
Let me eat these eggs first.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll see if we'll be drinking.
We got a lot to talk about.
You. We do. We have a ton of stuff today. It's the big birthday celebration. 44.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what that screams to me?
What? Hot daddy? What does it scream?
DILF.
DILF. Yeah. DILF.
DILF.
I'll take it. I'll take that.
Dad, I like farts.
Dad, I'd like to fart. The DILF.
On your face.
Weirdo. Such a weirdo. Yeah, yeah, this is it, man. This is it.
Oh,
all right,
God.
We're going to come back. We're going to come back. The DILF and Woo show.
By the way, there are far too many people of you watching us on Facebook right now. I am impressed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go back to bed. What are you getting up this early for? If you don't have to. I wouldn't get up for this. What are you guys doing? Go to bed. We'll be back. Ain't nobody dilfing around. I'm here. Relax. All right, we'll be back.
Take us with you anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app on my phone or on the computer.
Radio.com on Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com or wherever you stream music.
The truth is, my body wants
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
And I'm going to give my body what it wants.
On 94.9, The Point.
So, enough about my birthday. I want to talk about your friend Anne Marie's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
That was a hell of a shindig.
That was a good time. It was a surprise birthday party.
Looked good.
It was a lot of fun.
Big open space, too.
Yeah, big open space. We were in Virginia Beach, and it was a small gathering. You know, it
meant a small gathering in a big space.
Small gathering, big space.
Hold
outside
your
at the
judgments.
Shack.
Hold
yeah,
your judgments.
I know. Really, really nice. Well put together. But there's a lot of behind-the-scenes activity because it was supposed to happen like October 17th. And then at the last minute, something came up. So they had to switch the date.
Oh.
They had to shift it immediately.
Isn't that the thing with a surprise party?
Yeah.
The person you're surprising has to be ready to be surprised. And if they're not, you're screwed.
But it was so much fun. And for a moment, you almost forgot about COVID, but then you didn't because people were still like, you know, you have to wear masks when you walk in from the front to the back.
Yeah.
But really, really well done. And she was surprised. And all the girls had to wear sequins because Amory loves her sequin.
I saw that. That was interesting.
That was the theme.
It reminded me of 11th grade ring dance, the sequin.
Yeah, everybody had sequins on, and there were orange crushes and champagne, and there was a DJ. Okay?
Yeah, good DJ.
Now, the DJ, I don't recall his name because, again, there were orange crushes. But he is a part of the North End Run Club.
Okay.
So NERC down at Oceanfront, you know, the North End Run Club, they all meet, they run.
NERC.
And he DJed, and he was just doing a hell of a job, dancing, you know, playing the tunes, doing all this stuff. And
doing
then
all
of a sudden, you know what I hear?
Oh, Elmo.
And I think there was a connection. Like, I think he knew that, like, that was a thing that I enjoyed. So before you knew it, like, seven orange crushes later, I got to go up on the DJ stage.
Tell me.
And I hit the button.
Oh, wow. What a good feeling.
So much power.
That is my favorite thing to do when I invade a DJ booth.
Oh, God.
Is, yo, where's your button that has the horn, the magic horn, the DJ horn? That's right there. What number was it?
It was C, the letter C.
Oh, labeled letter C.
I think so.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it?
Oh, God.
So, it is so powerful.
It was really cool.
It is such a powerful thing. Like DJs in general, party DJs.
Mm-hmm.
What a life.
I mean, come on.
What a life. I mean, I DJed a little bit back in the day. You know, I wasn't a real DJ. I could spin some tunes.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to do that, like Scotty Quicks and Peabody's and all that, it's so fun. It's so fun. And there's a lot of DJs out there who go on these power trips, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, you can do that. It could really get a hold of your ego.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When you're a DJ, you have the power. Like, you control the dance floor.
Yeah, you control the whole party. It's up to you. Like, you want people to eat? Frank Sinatra time. You want people to dance? Let's see. What kind of crowd is this?
Apple bottom jeans.
Is it time for swag and surf? Swag and I surf? Is it that time? Yeah, you think about all those things, man.
It was just fun. It was a really, really fun night. Fun 40th birthday party.
And you got that.
And then we had the air horn, and he was like, God, a good-looking DJ.
How old of a DJ?
Oh, old enough to...
Old enough to have what? He wanted to do it to
he
him.
He was cute.
Give me an age, 20s?
Oh, gosh, no, probably like 35.
Oh, the ripe young age of 35. That's the other thing with DJs that I've noticed. You look way younger than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that about DJs? Like, you go to the club... And the guy's like 55 behind the booth, but he's dressed and he looks like he's like 29.
He's wearing Vans with some cool socks.
Right. He's got a hat with no bend. You know? It's like, is he bald under there? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. He never takes the damn hat off.
Oh,
but yeah,
man.
it's a beautiful gig. DJing.
DJs.
Keeps you young and fresh, and you're the king. You're the king of the party.
I mean, I was on the dance floor looking up at the DJ going, this guy holds all the power.
He does.
Holds all the power.
He holds all the power for $50 an hour. whatever a DJ goes for these days.
Aww.
And that's the other thing. People pay party DJs out the anos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, those guys, they're living.
I remember Slightly, who used to work here with us at the radio station. He would DJ on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
And he would get so mad because friends would reach out to him and want, like, the friends and family discount. And he's like, come on, man.
But that's a DJ. Like, everybody's your friend and family.
Yeah.
You can't give a friend and family discount. Your friend and family discount has to be your actual price.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll never make any money. You have to do that. Like, we know a couple of really, really good DJs, popular DJs around town. And, like, Canrock. That dude's
working.
I love
DJ Canrock.
He's a great guy. Beautiful family. His baby's getting big. Unbelievable. And working all the time.
Hustling.
Working. All
it's
the
your
time.
Boy.
Yeah. Just working.
Mm-hmm.
What do you work during the day?
I know.
Like the rest of us schlubs.
Oh,
he works
man.
At night.
Shout out to the DJs.
In the wee hours. And then he goes home and he gets to hang out, probably play some video games while the rest of the world's asleep. It's a different lifestyle. It's a cool lifestyle, though. Maybe something we should think about. Quite a little shift. The Mike and Woo Woo DJ Company.
I don't know. We can't compete with that guy from Saturday night.
No, he's that good.
He's that good.
But let me tell you something. You and I, between the mic work we'd be able to do and our selection in songs.
Yeah, that's true.
Forget about it. We'd be untouchable. The problem is we couldn't mix a salad. So I don't know that we'd be able to get on the wheels of steel, but I imagine it's a learned thing. We can learn it. Do all those things.
It was fun. Easy. So happy birthday, Anne Marie. Shout out to the DJ whose name I do not remember. He's just part of North End Run Club, and he had that button and he was hitting it.
Yeah, that button, baby.
He had that button.
Gotta love the button. Man, hit that button. There it is. Another one. And another one.
He had the power.
The letter C, huh?
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9 The Point.
7-Eleven, it's Woo Woo with the news.
Yes, good morning and happy Monday. It is October 5th, and it is Mike Power's birthday, you guys.
Yeah.
So please, wish him a happy birthday. Wish him a happy birthday.
I hope they don't hate me that much. Please wish this guy a happy birthday.
Just saying happy birthday, Mike Powers.
No, thank you.
We're going to open your presents later.
Yay.
Also this morning, I hope you had the same reaction to this story. Let's see. President Donald Trump was released from the hospital.
Yay. There you go. That's good.
President Donald Trump was hospitalized on Friday after struggling with his oxygen levels while battling COVID-19. His condition has reportedly been up and down. There's a chance. Well, he has been released. He has been released as of yesterday, correct? Do we have that?
You sound like him right now.
I have been released
as of yesterday. Yesterday,
I haven't been following the news. Honestly, I tried to like turn the news off, but he was released. Here he is outside of Walter Reed. Yeah.
Not outside of it. He's in it.
Inside of it. I don't know where he is.
Here's the president speaking, okay? Here you go.
I want to begin by thanking all of the incredible medical professionals, the doctors, the nurses, everybody at Walter Reed Medical Center. I think it's the finest in the world for the incredible job they've been doing. I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I have to be back. Because we still have to make America great again. We've done an awfully good job of that. But we still have steps to go, and we have to finish that job.
Hold on, I'm confused.
I think he was in the White House there.
I'm piecing together. Okay, so I've got 10 updates from President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So he did that lap around Walter Reed in the Suburban.
Yes, but that's just a separate thing. That's him in quarantine.
Has he been released from the hospital, or was that lap around the hospital just for like a parade? Is he still in the hospital?
I don't know. I don't know where he is.
What?
I think he's at home at the White House, but probably
has
all the things he needs, like a hospital.
Dr. James Phillips, an attending physician at Walter Reed, tweeted,
I love that he's the best guy.
That presidential SUV is not only bulletproof, but hermetically sealed against chemical attack. Then it says, after a lap around the hospital, Trump was readmitted.
They put me back in. They liked me too much there.
What?
And then they let him out for that?
I don't know.
Hey, he looked fine. I don't know. He just looked a little tired.
He looked gray to me.
Gray?
Gray, like pale.
Pale looking?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess I should read up on this a little more.
Well, no, it's fine. We just got the, you want to hear him talk more?
Not really.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what I heard the treatment was?
What?
You didn't hear about that?
So, supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body. With tremendous ultraviolet. Supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body. With tremendous ultraviolet. We're leading the way in so many different ways. Supposedly brought the light inside the body in some other ways.
Is that what they did? They put the light inside the body? And hey, you know what? Listen. I said the other day, Friday, and I said it to somebody the other day, you don't want to see the anybody hurt, sick, no matter what your political beliefs are.
No.
So we want everybody to get better. And by the way, we'd like an update on your wife, too. I mean, I was watching the thing. Can we get a little mention?
I know.
Melania's
a
mention
sick
about
too.
That?
So hit the body. We're tremendous.
Okay. She's still getting the ultraviolet treatment?
You are battling
all right. What else is happening?
And finally this morning, somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. Dolly Parton wants to get naked, you guys, for Playboy.
Who? Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton is considering at the age of 75 years old, getting naked and posing in Playboy. Take a listen.
Well, there's some truth in that. I just might do it. If I can do it in good taste and they want it, I will do it along with a really good interview inside. So, yeah, it's possible. Yeah, we've talked about it. Let's put it that way.
A really good interview inside.
Look, like, that's what I took away from that.
Like, people aren't... Let's go get that Playboy magazine. Dolly, the internet?
Oh, man.
Come on, Dolly. I'm going to do a good interview.
I'm going to do a good interview.
And show these boobies.
Are they real?
I believe Dolly Parton's boobs have always been real.
I don't think so.
Bite your tongue.
Okay, so here's two things we need to figure out today.
All right.
Is Donald Trump still in the hospital, and are Dolly Parton's boobs real?
I'll work on the second thing. You work on the first one. Okay, is that fair?
Okay.
That's fair. All right. I'll be Googling. Okay, that was Miley Cyrus, her new one, Midnight Sky. Funny thing, as I'm looking up the information on Dolly Parton.
Yes.
They're pretty tight, Dolly and mm-hmm. Miley. And Dolly Parton has been quoted by saying, if I had the opportunity, I'd give Miley Cyrus some big old breast implants.
Oh, boy.
That's the quote from Dolly Parton.
Okay, interesting.
So, Wu and I had two tasks from the news. To find out if Donald Trump is still in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
if that victory lap around the hospital was him going home or was it going back to the hospital? What did you find out?
Okay, so all judgment aside, I thought he was being discharged and that's why he did the little like wave bye and thank everybody and he was headed home.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. He just got in this SUV and did a lap around the hospital to wave to his supporters. And then went back to the hospital. He has not been discharged from the hospital. I thought it was like a farewell tour. Like, you know, like, thank you, everybody.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Here I am, a living, breathing coronavirus haver.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
But this was something that happened, and it's happened to millions of people all over the world, and I'm fighting for them. Not just in the U.S., I'm fighting for them all over the world.
Whoa.
We're going to beat this coronavirus or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, what did he call it?
And we're going to beat it soundly. So many things have happened. If you look at the therapeutics, which I'm taking right now, some of them, and others are coming out soon that are looking like, frankly, they're miracles. If you want to know the truth, they're miracles. People criticize me when I say that. But we have things happening that look like they're miracles coming down from God.
Whoa, okay. See, you get a little coronavirus, you start to get super religious.
So I'm reading this. It says the surprise outing where Trump waved his supporters through the window while wearing a mask in the back of an SUV was an attempted show of strength that displayed mm-hmm. the president's questionable judgment.
Man.
But then it said that he could be discharged Monday, so he's still in the this is why I got to read more. I got to find out the facts. I thought he was being discharged when he did the victory lap.
Let me tell you something, woo-woo. Don't beat yourself up over it as a newswoman. People don't give real news all the time.
I mean,
all the time. You're just doing, you know, you do what you can. And we got two breaks out of it. We kept him hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
The people were like, oh my God, is he out of the hospital?
No.
You'll have to find out next on Mike and Wu in the Morning. And the rest of you that were hanging on to find out if Dolly Parton's boobs are real or fake.
Are they real?
Here's the information I got. It's very all over the place. Like, I had to really do some searching here mm-hmm. in these last 10 minutes or so. So Dolly Parton wants to pose for Playboy for her 75th birthday, tastefully, okay? She says tastefully. And then we were talking about probably the most famous breasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say most famous breasts of all time? Okay, she's always had big boobs,
mm-hmm.
okay? She, over the years, it seems to me that she has enhanced them to keep them perky.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
So maybe a little lift.
A lift. She's gotten a little lift there. Mm-hmm. She's got some work done. She's just put millions into her boobs.
Wow.
Millions of dollars.
I bet they're insured.
They actually asked her that question. They're not insured, but she has put millions into her boobs. And then also, because she started to develop some back problems, she had them reduced in recent years as well. So the Dolly Parton boobs aren't as big as they used to be.
Interesting.
But they aren't as real as they used to be either. So she's a little bit fake and a little bit natural. You follow?
Like somebody else I know.
Right. So she's a little bit country and a little bit of rock and roll.
Wow.
A little bit of everything. So there you go. Donald Trump is still in the hospital, and Dolly Parton's boobs are semi-fake. Right?
We're just hitting them hard on a Monday.
We're here for you.
Don't go anywhere else.
Why would you? With information like this, why would you go anywhere else? 7:28 in the morning, Mike and Woo in the morning. Who knows what's coming up next? We don't even know, so stay with us.
No radio at work?
What?
We've got you covered. Listen to your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com.
Okay, that's better.
On Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com, or wherever you stream music.
Geico presents.
Hello and good morning. You guys just missed it. Woo's favorite time of the day. It's her new favorite time of the day. When our office manager, Cindy, walks in with the mask and the temperature gun, points it at us, and says it's that time. She likes it. You
like it.
What do you like about it?
I like my temperature check. I think in these uncertain times,
whoa,
it's good to know.
What was your temperature today?
Well, that's the thing. She said it was 97.3.
Is that bad? Is that good?
I mean, isn't that a little low?
I don't know. Mine's always at 98 something.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I don't know.
I don't know either. just saying.
It just brings back memories. Like, remember when you were a little kid and you would be sick and your mom would give you the thermometer and you'd have to put it under your tongue and like lay there?
I do remember that. You know, when Chelsea was here, she came in, Cindy came in,
mm-hmm.
and Cindy and I were talking about off the radio, and then we brought it on the radio, when your mom used to have to stick the thermometer up your butt.
Whoa.
To get your temperature. And Chelsea was like, so that was like a thing? I was like, yeah, that was a real thing. Because she was, she's too young for it, I guess.
I wonder, though, why is that? Like, why a thermometer in the butt?
Why a thermometer in the butt? Why not just go to the mouth? I guess when you're a baby, you can't hold it in your mouth
like
the right way.
I remember putting a thermometer in Miles's booty to take his temperature to get, like, an accurate reading.
Right.
And then I swore never again. I was like,
So you did it once.
I've done it once.
Wow.
But then I remember they said you could put, like, the thermometer under the armpit.
Yeah, that's the other one, yeah.
And then under the tongue, yeah.
I would prefer that.
I remember as a kid, you know, when you wanted to stay home from school sick, and your mom would be like, okay, I'm going to put this thermometer under your tongue. I'm going to, you know, go downstairs and unload the dishwasher. And she'd go out of the room, and I would go take my thermometer and put it up to the light bulb.
Wow.
My mom would come back in. She'd be like, your temperature is 110, woo-woo. You're dying.
You know what you should do?
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You could use the stove, too.
Oh,
you ever think about that?
Mm.
Put it right up to the burner on the stove.
Oh,
real
my
quick.
Gosh.
It happens quick.
The things we used to do.
You never know. Like, moms are very stealth.
Mm-hmm.
They could be in and out of a room. Oh, I forgot. What do you think you're doing holding that up to the light bulb? So you got to do it quick. Put on the burner. Set it up, boom, and next thing you know, you got 125 temperature.
But so now they do the guns. You know, they scan it across your forehead.
I don't like that.
I don't like them either.
I don't like that either.
I don't think they're accurate.
I don't.
And they're expensive. Why are they $50, Walgreens? Why are you charging me $50 for this Exogen thermometer?
Right. What are you trying to do? Ring me up at the grocery store circa 1999?
And you know, when it's not COVID times, when you're just taking your kid's temperature in general to make sure that they don't have a fever, you know, you're scanning it, and it's like the first scan is 98.2, and then it's inaccurate. I don't like it.
I'm going to throw something at you, okay?
What's that?
And this isn't me trying to be all conspiracy theorist or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a concern, a question. Okay, for years and years and years, we have been told, right, do not let anybody point a laser at you, a laser at your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They're banned in places. Like, there are musicians, right? Like, the biggest musicians in the world that have like, had freakouts on fans because they use that laser pointer, right?
Yeah.
And they always say, like, if that laser pointer gets in your eyes, it's going to ruin everything.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing everywhere we go now? We're letting somebody point a laser at our third eye, our pineal gland, whatever that thing is.
You think that's a bad thing?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm asking you. What do you think?
I'm fine with it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but why all of a sudden can't we Now we can take a laser to the face? That's what I'm saying. Now it's okay to get a laser to the face, but it wasn't okay to get a laser before?
I think it would be pretty awkward if Cindy walked in every morning at 7:40 and took our temperature via booty.
At first, it would be very awkward. And then we'd all come to enjoy it a little bit. And then we'll get to know each other a little bit more.
I would just love to know why a thermometer in the butt, though?
Look it up right now.
Like, why?
You know what? Hey, tell you what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to come back, and we're going to tell you why you need or have had a thermometer in your butt. What was the reason for it? When you could have just put it under the armpit. Maybe they didn't have armpit thermometers back in the day. I don't know. I
wonder what the most accurate reading is, too, when taking a temperature. Is it under the tongue? Is it the skin? Is it the butt? I don't know.
That's a good question. We're going to find out. We're going to find out all these things in moments. How does that sound? I think it sounds good.
I'm researching now.
All right. Woo's going to do some research. I'm going to look up some butts, too. And we'll meet back here in just a couple of minutes on The Point.
I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show.
Waking up to seven cities and beyond. Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Woo Woo, making me feel like a special birthday boy today. Thank you. I have before me a big bottle of champs.
Mm-hmm.
Accompanied by some orange juice, just in case. And next to that, a couple of well-wrapped gifts. Nobody wraps a gift like you.
Thank you.
You are a hell of a wrapper.
Thank you.
And the bow on top to tie both presents, two presents together.
Yep.
And then a beautiful cupcake. Look at that cupcake.
It's an Oreo cupcake.
I love Oreo cupcake. Thank you. I'm excited. I'm going to, what do I do? Do I open them up?
Sure.
All right, let's open them
up. Now, there's still one more that has not arrived yet.
Oh, okay.
Actually, hopefully it'll be here by Friday.
It's got a little hefty. It's really nice.
It's very masculine wrapping.
It is masculine. Blue, a little gray, a little black, and a touch of yellow.
Yeah.
Really nice. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Mm-hmm. I almost don't want to open it. I want to put it on a shelf and display it. But I'll open it.
Okay,
that's fun. Which one should I open first?
Top.
Okay, top. That's it. That sounds
good.
And
how old are you today again?
44.
Oh my gosh. What does that feel like?
What is? Oh my goodness! I don't know what it is. I see Han Solo on a box. Cross. What's that?
You gotta open it.
I'm trying to.
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice. A pen.
A fancy pen.
A fancy pen for my fancy writing and journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. So, feel that. That's got
pen.
Some weight.
It's a good pen.
Look at that. Feel that.
Look at this
box.
It's beautiful.
Oh, no. God forbid. Don't let these heathens touch my pen. All right.
Oh,
here we go.
Don't you love birthdays?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Second gift.
And look at this.
There's a third gift. It hasn't arrived yet. But
I see Darth Vader. And he's on a journal. It's like a beautiful journal. And this thing has some nice heft, too. I'll write all my dark thoughts in this. All my shouts for this book.
I just thought since you love journaling so much.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Thank you so much. This is beautiful. I'm going to open it up right now.
Does it smell good? Is it?
Oh.
You can't get in there fast enough.
I'm turned on by this leather-bound journal.
Birthdays are great.
Yeah, they really are. It's nice. Look.
Yeah, there you go.
This journal belongs to Michael Powers.
Your thoughts in there.
The dark thoughts go with this.
Do you journal almost every day?
Not every day, but I'll go on a little bit of a run and I'll just start writing.
Mm-hmm.
And these are Dad's journals. That was
another thing, but it just, I don't know why.
Another thing. I don't deserve all the things. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy
birthday.
All right,
I'm going to go write something evil. Thank you, Wolf.
You're welcome.
Very nice. All right, everybody. It's Mike and Wolf in the morning.
Mike, I'm getting out of here you today.
I'm going to leave here, maybe go run.
Homeschooling.
Homeschooling. Yeah, softball tonight. So just all the way out of the beach. We talk about it the air because I don't want to share my thoughts on the air.
Is that intense?
Like, yes.
Okay. Yeah. You have nowhere to go? During softball practice, or do you have to stay?
It's such a commitment. It's like 2.5 hours. It's so far from my house.
It's so hard to do sometimes. Ultimately, we know it's the right thing. It's for our kids. Mm-hmm. We love our kids. We'll take them anywhere. We'll drive them anywhere. We'll make sure they're fed and they have a place to sleep and all the things. But sometimes it's like, oh God, I got to take him to this today.
Well, and I guess, I mean, Mondays and Wednesdays is softball for Maggie. Tuesdays and Thursdays is soccer for Miles. So, I mean, there's my week.
Yeah, that's the whole, well, I mean, it's a little bit of your week. But to have to
I'm just a sports mom.
I understand. But when you put something on the schedule, it's almost like it's there the whole day.
I would have stayed married just so I wouldn't have to drive to these things. Like, honestly, McCoy doesn't do this anymore.
Oh, man. On that note, everybody have a great day.
Hi, happy birthday, Mike.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.